This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Mount Edgecombe High School graduates made history when they received their diplomas during the school's first ever virtual graduation ceremony. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
Baby pictures, cap and gown portraits, and photos encompassing 4 years of high school memories rotate through a slideshow, and a little pomp and circumstance signifies that the Mount Edgecombe High School graduation has begun. Superintendent Janelle Vanoss welcomes the graduates first.
Like many of you, I came to Mount Edgecombe 4 years ago with my eyes wide open. The class of 2020 has always held a special place in my heart as the class I started with here at Mount Edgecombe. I have loved watching all of you grow.
The students' chosen speaker, art teacher Katie Mulligan, shares what she's learned from this year's graduates.
Your class has taught me many things, but I'm going to try to focus on a few. Helping others will get you through the toughest times in life. Being true to yourself is the bravest thing you can do. And life is meant to be squeezed to the last drop and lived with joy, regardless of what is thrown at you.
Then honored students from across the state join in, clad in graduation gear, to share the speeches that, in a typical year, they would have spoken from the podium. Now they're speaking to a webcam. First, salutatorian Robin Masterman from Bethel, and then valedictorian Vernay Ramoth from Ambler share words of encouragement for their fellow graduates.
Although our final year did not end as it traditionally would, we are still fully capable of starting our adult life as strongly and as lively as we can.
They're followed by the 2020 student representative speakers, Drew Jackson of CAKE and Adeline Diamond of Bethel. Both Jackson and Diamond spoke about how they consider their fellow graduates as family more than classmates.
So whenever I think back on all the laughs, jokes, and good times, I don't remember it as joking with my classmates or even my friends. I think back on it as joking with my family. I miss all of you, and there is no other group of people that I would rather graduate with than this class right here.
Diamond spoke of perseverance in the face of obstacles and said when a door closes in life, graduates should open it again.
Our time as seniors has come to an early end, and this is not how any of us imagined it would end. This pandemic has canceled events that we were looking forward to. The state basketball tournament, Native Youth Olympics, prom, the sports awards banquet, the academic award ceremony, and now it has canceled one of the most important events in our lives, a traditional graduation ceremony, a ceremony that we've been working hard for years. But we together, notwithstanding the pandemic, did not give up. We did not leave the door shut. We opened the door again and still continue to virtually go to class and study remotely in our homes. We kept going in order to be here today, to become high school graduates. We did not let the difficulty fully discourage us. Because Mount Edgecombe High School is having family for the rest of our lives, I know we'll get through any hardships together. You all have something unique to offer with your own goals and passions. So seniors, the class of 2020, keep opening shut doors. They're doors. That's how they work.
As graduates' names are read, pictures flash in front of the screen, students shaking the hands of parents and loved ones in place of the handshakes that would have happened on stage when receiving their diplomas. And finally, Principal Bernie Gurley directs them to move their tassels over to the other side. They've done it. They've graduated.
I present to the world the Mount Edgecombe High School graduating class of 2020. Congratulations.
Though the graduates don't get to be in the same place to mark the occasion, the ceremony includes a video clip from back in March, shortly before their unexpected early departure when everyone was still together in Sitka. The clip shows students in their gowns on a sunny day outside of the school, taking photos and throwing their caps in the air, celebrating this momentous occasion a couple of months early. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And for KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.